BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Britain's former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says that if he becomes Prime Minister, he will refuse to pay the country's divorce bill to leave the European Union. Mr Johnson, who's the favourite to win the governing Conservative Party's leadership election, which starts this week, said the money, roughly $50 billion, would be withheld unless the EU improved the terms of Brexit. A court in Russia has charged the respected investigative journalist Ivan Golunov with drug dealing and put him under house arrest. Mr. Golunov's lawyer said the charges were fabricated and intended to silence his client, who's written about corrupt practices in Moscow. The president of Albania has cancelled local elections due at the end of this month, following the latest in a series of street protests by opposition supporters. After police had fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators in the capital Tirana, President Ilir Meta said the current situation was critical and that free and fair elections could not be held. The Sudanese opposition has called for a nationwide campaign of disobedience starting on Sunday and continuing until a civilian government is installed. The announcement by the Sudanese Professionals Association follows a tumultuous week in which more than 100 pro-democracy activists are believed to have been killed by the security forces. The main opposition party in Cameroon says security forces overran parts of the capital, Yaoundé, to prevent a protest march on Saturday. The party, the MRC, had planned the demonstration to demand the release of its leader, Maurice Kamto. He was jailed by a military tribunal in February. And the president of Gabon, Ali Bongo, has called on his prime minister to form a new government. In his first televised speech since he returned home after spending several months recovering from a stroke in Morocco, Mr. Bongo said the new administration should be exemplary, honest and ethical. BBC News.